Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at
TNTRadioEmpire.com. You stupid son of a bitch!
Standline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. The podcast is available at TNTRadioEmpire.com or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for downloading that. It's Well over a million a month at least are downloading the podcast. Well, actually, we got an email from a guy that said he didn't listen all last week. He just had the podcast ready to go for a 12-hour trip today.
That's a long drive.
That's fine, dude. Oh. He goes. Last week's show's better been good. I said, dude, I don't even know what yesterday was about.
Sorry.
But hey, 2 days of Chris Porter in there.
Yeah, Chris Porter was there.
Oh, it was a great show. Yeah.
And Friday, I suggest you go to the Chris Porter segment.
Yeah. No, he's going to hold. That's why he downloaded them all. He's going to listen to all 12 hours in the road.
Yeah, we talked to Jim Jeffries last week.
Yeah.
You banged a bunch of goats.
Yeah. But sure. That's every week.
No.
Sure.
Yeah. That's every segment.
Nick turns and looks at him, too, when he does those bits there. I mean, because the way we're sitting, Nick has to actually turn around a little bit to look at Puss and say, "You banged a bunch of goats."
Did you hear me?
I mean, you.
Make sure he's not on the phone.
Did you see LeBron got suspended for the first time?
Oh, really?
Good. I saw
his 19-year career.
He jacked him, man.
And then didn't acknowledge it afterward.
I know. That was a problem. I saw that yesterday, too. He should have spoke up about it.
Yeah, I mean, he speaks up about everything else.
Right.
So LeBron was suspended for a game.
The other guy was suspended.
The other guy was suspended for two.
Well, he tried to keep chasing him down.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop.
He wouldn't stop, right. You got to stop.
Yeah, but he was breaking tackles, man. Right.
He was. Yeah. He was.
They couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of blood on that deal.
Yeah, it was a lot of blood. It was a great
foot. He must have caught him, like, right in the eye.
Yeah.
Who was the dude he hit?
Isaiah Stewart, center for the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit,
you never heard of.
And Detroit plays again in L.A. this weekend against the Lakers.
I'm not sure if they're back or not.
Yeah. They might be back by then, too.
Didn't LeBron just get suspended for one game?
Yeah, he'll be back. Another guy got two, so he'll probably be back, too, depending on how many games, you know.
Yeah, they called it a reckless hit.
Yeah. Right in the lane. Yeah.
Oh, total cheap shot.
Yeah.
It had to be pretty egregious if they're going to suspend the Golden Boy.
Right, exactly. Because even on PTI, they said they should suspend LeBron, just the other guy. They're going,
That no fight's one-sided like that.
Right.
And one game is nothing.
No.
Federal officials are reporting a record-breaking meth bust at the California border with Mexico. Authorities say more than 17,000 pounds of meth and 389 pounds of fentanyl were found in a tractor trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry.
Otay.
The driver of the trailer, of course, trying to enter the United States, charged with two counts of importation of a controlled substance.
Don't do meth, kids.
No, but they're bummed in Red Oak, Iowa now. You're not playing there anytime
soon. Don't worry, Nick will be there shortly. Okay. Nick will be there some weekend coming up. Nick's and Beatrice on Friday, right, Nick?
Right.
Yes.
At the Cabo Bar.
Yeah. Friday night.
It's the Mexico of Beatrice. Check it out. I'm not sure that's your slogan or not, but, you know.
We'll find out.
Half of Red Oak cheers when I declare it the meth capital of the world, and the other half gets mad at me.
Yeah, but the half that gets mad knows you're right.
Yeah, I was just there. It wasn't as methy.
As you thought?
They said it was methy, but like where we were, it didn't seem that methy.
Okay. They put it away because company was coming over.
Yeah. Put your teeth in.
Right. Told everybody to be on their best behavior because Nick's coming to town.
On the big city. Don't be the stereotype, they said. Put your teeth back in, Bill.
I don't think the meth people like show up at the shows.
Probably not.
They don't want to sit down for that long.
No, sure. You're a little itchy. Oh,
they're busy cooking.
And you're scratching.
Yeah. Plus, you'd have to take all those scab jokes out of the set.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It goes off the set.
You guys are just, you start off, this crowd ain't as methy as I thought. They would have boo. Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't know this was a thing. Out of Helen, Georgia, Susan Ledger and her 6-year-old granddaughter were staying at the Baymont Inn and Suites. She booked it through Hotels.com during their stay. Hotels.com sent her an email, said, "How's your room?"
Mm-hmm.
She gave the hotel 3 out of 5 stars. Hotels.com then asked what went wrong. She said, "Yeah, it's, you know, run down, pool's not open, toilet doesn't flush well, whatever."
That's a lot. See, I'm not giving them 3 stars if it's...
But guess what happens when you give them a 3-star review?
Well, first of all, the Baymont Inn is a 2-star hotel.
Yeah.
So they're exceeding expectations.
I don't know what you expect.
Like, what happened? It's a Baymont?
3 is about the best you could hope for.
Right.
I would think.
Well, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, so she's not too worried about it.
No, right. Yeah, no big deal.
Think nothing of it.
Yeah. Well, a Baymont 3 is not good.
No. That's true. Yeah.
At 8:40 in the evening, Grandma and her granddaughter in their PJs, her cell phone rang. It was a hotel manager kicking them out.
Really? Because they gave them 3 stars?
Yeah.
At a Baymont?
Yeah.
You can't just kick people out.
Yes, you can.
How come?
They probably reserved
reserve the right to do that to your tired ass.
No, but what was the reason, though?
It doesn't matter.
You're going to sue then.
You don't need to. You don't need to have a reason.
Well, I know, but you can sue. You do have to have a reason.
Not if there's
making any noise. They're not doing anything wrong.
It's the fine print.
They raided the hotel.
No, he said he'd call police and they have to leave the room. Then she heard an officer from the police department.
A lot of these places, by the way. Those kind of hotels, they're all local owners for some of these. These are franchises.
Right.
So the guy could just be a dick, right?
The officer confirmed that the manager can indeed kick her out for just about any reason, including giving the hotel 3 out of 5 stars.
That's why you wait till after you leave to give the bad review.
Yeah. Right.
But the police report shows that there was only one reason. It said that Ledger had given the motel a bad review. The officer then helped him find another room over at the Fairfield.
Which is a similar hotel, by the way.
How did she rate that?
Yeah.
Probably 5 stars.
Right.
And throwing them out in the middle of the night's not going to get that 3 to be 4.
Well, here's another thing about that. Your franchisee, the Baymont, is not happy with the story.
No.
They're not happy with the
story. Oh, not at all.
So the owners could get a little slap on the wrist
because
for sure.
Because the idea of those surveys, I think, is to make your product better.
A little better,
not just kick people out and get pissed when they give you a bad review. Right.
That manager had to just be teetering on the edge.
I know.
Just having a bad day that he sees that review.
Ouch!
And he's like, damn it.
Well,
kick her out.
That was the night manager, even. Yeah. He's second level management anyway.
When I give reviews, and I will review stuff every once in a while, I don't give bad ones. I will say nothing.
I get emails all the time saying you want to review that. I never review anything. I don't know why I don't.
It's got to be pretty bad for me to actually tell them it was bad.
Yeah, I've never told anybody they were that bad.
Okay, so these are 2 examples. Todd won't throw a review out there if it's bad. Puss won't throw a review out there if it's good. How the hell can you believe a damn review?
You can't.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
Because there are people that have it out for people, too, you know?
Well, it just...
Right.
Your motivation for leaving one is different.
It is.
Well, I generally assume if I go on somewhere and find good review, like glowing reviews of anything, of a hotel, of a product,
right.
It could have come from somebody associated with that.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of ours that you guys know that used to rent a house out in Florida, and he got out of the business. He just sold the house outright. Even though he was making money every year, he said the problem with the Vrbo, the VRBOs, or the what's the other one?
Airbnb.
Yeah. Airbnb, yeah.
When he would do that, he said, when stuff breaks down, I mean, the company takes care of it, but they would call and they'd say, hey, your dishwasher broke or something like that. You want us to fix it? He'd say, no, buy a new one. Because he goes, anytime somebody showed up at the place to fix something, you risk any kind of bad review. And it shows up on the thing, renting the house. He goes, I don't want to risk any kind of bad review. So I said, just replace whatever it is right away before the next renter comes in.
Yeah.
Because that way there's nobody there fixing anything up. If you do any of that, it hurts his business.
And what Vrbo people and Airbnb people can do is that they rate you as well.
That's what I meant.
So if you bitch, they might be able to knock you down a peg or two.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll hear about everybody's ganging up on some restaurant.
Just because they're pissed off. Right.
We're all going to jump on the internet and give a bad Yelp review. So, and I really don't put much weight in those.
No, you should read our email. I'm going to call the boss. You guys suck for 30 years.
I've been listening every day. I know.
I've been listening.
And that's
for a long time, and you suck.
And that's constructive.
30 years.
That's as constructive as it gets.
That is. That's the best email we get.
You suck.
You've been sucking forever, and I love the show. Thanks for listening.
Nobody's compelled to send an email and be like, it's fine.
No, it's fine, right.
Well, and because most of those services, like Todd was saying, where they can rate you as a renter,
right?
That's where, if you get a house or something, you have to do like that walkthrough when you get there and make note of things that might be broken.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
You don't get blamed for them.
I just think don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick. If you show up at a place and nothing major is wrong with it, what's the problem? I understand.
Yeah.
If the pool ain't open and you want to swim, okay, that's a reason to bitch. But not too much. But just what's the problem? Okay, you know.
Well, this hotel asked for it. If they emailed her and they're like, hey, review us, she's like, oh, fine.
Yeah, she didn't go pounding her fist on the front desk.
You're right.
They asked. She went, oh, well, yeah, this sucks, that sucks, and the toilet doesn't flush.
Right.
Now, I had every reason.
Hopefully breakfast is good.
To give a bad review the last Vrbo I went to because there had just been a storm. This is in the mountains of Colorado. I show up, bed's unmade, kitchen's dirty. So instead of going bad review route, I call the owner. It's, I guess the cleaning people didn't show up. Linens are up there. I'm going to give you a discount. You know, they worked it out. Otherwise, I could have gotten really pissed because it wasn't in good shape.
Right.
So apparently, most businesses, including hotels, are allowed to ask customers to leave for virtually any reason. If they refuse, customers can be arrested for trespassing.
I get that, but I still think the Baymont, when this story's out there, they didn't do anything more than that. Just say 3 stars and then just spent the night.
He set a bad precedent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're right. Baymont's not happy with that guy.
No.
Yeah, and Nick's right.
I dumped it.
He might be talking about something like that.
Yeah.
What's weird is now this guy's going to get a bad review.
It's true.
It does
come full circle.
Yeah. Wait, well, he's the owner.
I think the Fairfield, their sign, these local sign wars you see all the time, you know, we don't kick out people like the Baymont does, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Grandma's welcome.
Yeah. Hey, you know this is 3 stars.
Yeah. Say, hey, it's a Baymont. Don't bitch. All right, too much pug.
That's on the t-shirts.
You paid $59. What did you expect?
Right. You're lucky if you get a hotel $59. But in a small town, maybe you might still.
That kid had my grandma?
All right.
So I saw more about the Santa Claus shortage, and everybody needs Santa Claus.
700 dead Santas because of COVID, you mentioned.
That's right.
That's a Deadpool name. Somebody squatting.
Keep bringing that up.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and we are going to bring up the COVID. In addition to the usual reasons for labor shortages.
Unvaccinated Santas, too, probably. Most of
the men who play commercial Santas are at a high risk for the COVID. The president of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas.
Real bearded.
Real.
I can't wear the fake beards, huh?
Right. Stephen Arnold said, most of us tick all the boxes. We're old. we are overweight, we have diabetes, and if we don't have diabetes, we have heart disease.
Yeah. The real Santas do look like that.
Yeah. Right? The real bearded Santas.
They are old. They got bellies, and you know, they wear it on their sleeve.
I didn't know they had a union.
Yeah.
An association.
Well, the real bearded ones.
The real bearded Santa group.
Oh, he didn't mention the one box.
You got a bunch of kids sitting on your lap. Come
that
on.
You have to
check. Wiping snot all over the place.
Right. In order to be Santa, you got to be white.
Oh, that's right.
According to a lot of people.
Yeah.
According to Santa.
Yeah, that's right. Santa checked in on that.
Santa sent the guy the note and said, yeah, you know.
I'm white.
You're jealous.
Yeah. I'm white, he said, Santa said. There's a story from yesterday.
Yeah, the association of white bearded Santas has a lot different feel to it.
It does. It seems to emphasize one thing.
Yeah.
There was a...
Not the beard.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't have a problem with Will Smith, but at the same time, I just cannot care in the slightest about his new autobiography, and there's all kinds of stories coming out about it, and, you know, he did this, that, and the other thing, and I just can't care.
No, I don't care.
I'm with you.
I don't care.
You know, there's a story about him, you know, having to pay taxes thanks to a drug dealer giving him $10,000 back in the early days.
A drug dealer gave him money.
Was he buying drugs?
Yeah.
No. He hadn't paid his taxes, apparently. And so, you know, so much of his money, they were taking so much of his money.
Was Jazzy Jeff his drug dealer at the end there?
He ain't
working.
Was that when he had to move to Bel Air?
He said, He said he was getting into financial troubles in the early 90s. He asked
Parents
a friend.
Don't understand, man. Remember that.
He asked a friend who he described as, quote, a purveyor of neighborhood pharmaceuticals.
I want to know if he's talking about him and his wife having an open relationship, because that's been the rumors for years.
And then promptly sold everything to move to Los Angeles. Yes, he has talked about that.
And the rumor that he swings both ways, that's always been out there, too.
I haven't seen anything about that.
No, he's probably not going to confirm that.
He said the Fresh Prince of Bel Air saved him from having to file bankruptcy. 70% of his salary in the first three seasons of the show went back to the IRS.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was owing the tax man before he was getting money.
He did pretty well for himself after that. Good for him. But I'm not going to read
that. He did all right.
Yeah, he's done okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that Getting Jiggy With It is still played. Like, I'll still hear that
is
song.
Is it played,
places.
Really?
It's awful.
On radio?
I don't hear it a lot. But, you know, I'd be like walking through a store or something. Yeah. I'd be like, this one?
Yeah.
Really? Withstood the test of time.
No, it didn't.
But it's still getting played. It's unbelievable. Yeah, there's so many songs you could play. Well, every other song other than that.
And yet you hang till the end.
Well, he's in the store.
Yeah, you're in the store.
He's in the store.
Like walking around somewhere.
Yeah, I heard Welcome to Miami. I think it was at a store.
No, that video's been... I just saw this video this morning on Twitter. Is that the day it was released or something like that? 89?
I don't know.
I just saw a little bit of that video this morning.
The ones
on
that really don't age well are the ones that came out with movies, like the Men in Black
theme,
Wild Wild West one.
That Wild Wild West is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, everything about that thing was, and I think Will Smith says that.
Well, look, he's a great actor, so that's where he made his hay, because his music was just
and I think,
sucks.
Yeah.
If I remember the story correctly, that's the one he did when he turned down The Matrix.
Oh.
He turned down The Matrix to do Wild move. Wild West, yeah. And has since many times said, boo, really blew that one.
Right.
See, with that stuff, I was wondering, like, what How much different would The Matrix be if it would have been Will Smith?
You never know.
Would it have been, you know, the same cultural sensation that it was?
You don't know. He was pretty popular at the time. He was in every big blockbuster at the time, too, so who knows?
Still never seen any of those movies.
I saw the original Matrix, and yeah, I was confused a little bit. I'm thinking
the new one is coming out at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's on HBO Max and theaters.
It is, okay. Yeah, I saw the original for some reason. I like Keanu Reeves, but, you know, it is what it is. And
if there's a movie the whole time, I'm like, what's going on? What's this? Who's this guy? I don't think I care.
No.
Which John Wick movie was Halle Berry in?
Second one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, she's a bad chick.
Yeah, she's an action hero now. Yeah.
You see the story about her on CBS Sunday Morning?
She's
MMA boxing now?
She did a movie about it.
She's
playing an MMA boxer.
She said she started it for that John Wick movie, and it sounds like she's kind of kept it up as just part of her training.
Yeah, she had the trainer core when Billy Bob was railing her from behind.
Right.
And that's what she says there. She goes, I had to train my core when Billy Bob was railing me in Monsters Ball. You guys probably missed that. It was an added feature.
I caught that.
the reporter who did that piece.
I just said it, by the way, too.
That's been like Billy a frequent Bob topic of conversation.
On this show, it is. Okay, go to Mr. Skin. You don't watch the whole movie. First of all, watch the movie.
That's amazing.
It's a great movie. But the scene is freaking hot.
What's your new movie called?
Bruised? Billy Bob Rails Me Again. All right.
But the reporter who did that piece for CBS Sunday Morning, you know, there's she's on the mats with him and takes him down.
Yeah, yeah.
And she lands like right near his crotch.
Oh, I saw that.
And
he's
you
got
know
a boner.
He was thinking. Like,
if he's straight, he's got a boner.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, that's what I always say. If he's straight, he's got a boner. I thought the same thing, too.
He's like, yeah, you can take me down. Yeah.
And then Puss tweeted out yesterday, you text us, there's a scene in, you don't even have to watch the show, but a lot of you do, I get it. Yellowstone, the redhead.
Riley.
Beth is just so gorgeous, and they just have her all sexied up with these shows. Coster, by the way, is not her real dad. So he's sitting there with her, looking at her cans, going, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's
God.
A scene with the two of
Why
them
can't
sitting
I bang her in
sitting
the show?
On the porch.
Oh, you're the dad. Damn it.
Sitting on the porch just talking, and I have no idea what the dialogue in that scene was because she was just about ready to fall out of her dress.
Yep. She's so hot.
Even with a scar on her face, she's still hot.
When she says that line to the guy goes, I find you disgusting. And she said, you're going to be masturbating to me later on.
Yeah.
I say that
and she wasn't as kind with the wording.
I always say that. When people find me disgusting, I always say that right back to you. You're going to be masturbating to me later on.
That helps.
And the dudes go, what are you talking about? That's weird.
You're a pig. Oh, yeah?
It gets awkward when they agree.
You're right.
Yes, I will.
Now, only she can say that to anybody. By the way, Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, was at the game last night. They have him in the crowd.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, but
was he?
But you know, he's naturally a redhead, so he's not filming, so his beard is red again. And I guarantee he keeps it red now because if he has that black beard and the black hair during the rest of the season, he probably can't hide.
No.
Yeah.
Because people love that dude.
That took me like two episodes in the first season ago.
I know who it was.
Oh my God, that is him.
Yeah.
Well, it's the black hair.
And a little weight, too.
Yeah.
He's usually thinner than that.
He probably doesn't go out in public wearing a cowboy hat.
Right. No. does he have any connection to Tampa?
I don't know.
Or is he a Brady suck up? I don't know. Look that up. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.